forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat
and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat.
And I'm Pat.
And we're back with another incredible episode of
Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. Oh my god.
Wait, Catherine,
what?
How are you doing today? You still have your blowout. It's still affecting me on a deep, deep level.
I know, I look incredibly.
No, you honestly do. Like, I love you in a blowout. And it affects my whole life.
Do I look better than my normal cuckoo hair?
You know that I famously call you a hair model, and I think that your hair looks great normally. I loved it when it was crimped. I love it in a blowout. A blowout's kind of like a special thing.
Yeah, it's a special occasion.
There could be too much of a good thing for sure. Like, I think if you always had a blowout, I would like maybe sometimes want your normal hair. But like with a blowout, just such a special thing. Then I love that you have one.
I had an audition for TV, and then I also had like a photo shoot. So I was like, I'm going to get a blowout. And then do you know what?
What?
I had it done on the Lower East Side, and I went down there and I played this game. I sort of looked around and said, did I have sex with you 4 years ago? Incredible game. I saw at least one guy who I did have sex with 4 years ago. He was holding a skateboard. He looked at me and I was like, does he remember me? And I don't know if he did or not.
Well, holding a skateboard, congrats.
Thank you.
I haven't had sex with enough people to have those moments, those quintessential New York
moments. Oh, yeah, we compared numbers. It was last time we were together.
But it's different with gay and straight.
And I told him how many people I slept with, and he was like, whoa. And anyway, so he's Pat slut shamed me. And I had to bring up a few things.
Okay,
one,
go.
I've been laughing so hard about this for like 2 weeks.
Okay, go into it.
You the other day, you were like, can we just have a child together eventually?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then you're like, but I'm not going to have sex with you. And I was like, I don't want to have sex with you. Like the way you said that.
Catherine, you can't
it sound
have it.
Like I was begging to fuck you.
No, I've just seen you leering.
Okay,
I mean, it's like, I obviously don't want to have sex because I'm gay, but I'm kind of what you're attracted to. I'm a
right,
man.
Right, you are my type. You are a man. My type is men.
So I don't know that if you do or don't want to have sex, then I don't want to know. I just want to let you know that that's a boundary I have, and I'm working on having boundaries. And one of my biggest boundaries is that I do not have sex with my female friends.
Right, so we're going to do turkey baster style. The other thing that made me laugh so hard.
I think that
so
whole process just sounds so much more fun, like going to doctors together, being like, we're going to do this many eggs. We're
do you know
this
how much
many
money
sperm.
That is?
I know, but I think that when we
we'll
get our big
rich.
Break,
yeah, we'll be rich.
I'm either going to be very, very poor, like dead on the street, or like so fucking rich, it's insane. Like, I'm not going to be middle, don't you feel?
Yeah, I actually know that I'm going to be really rich. I just don't know when.
Yeah.
Don't you feel that for me?
I mean, I know that too about me, but I was trying to be humble. So I was like, maybe I'll be really poor.
Oh, I won't be.
Okay, well, me neither, but I'm humble,
no,
so
I won't
maybe
be.
I will be.
And you might be.
Yeah, I might
you
be,
might
but
be.
I'm just being
it
humble.
It might be your
go is your second thing, your second thing.
My second thing I wanted to bring up was, I hope I can talk about this.
Okay, well.
You called me.
Okay,
you called me on the phone.
Which I you're one of the only people on the planet Earth I talked to on the telephone.
Do you know that I love talking to you on the telephone, Pat?
Who?
No,
Wait,
you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so our guest was gesturing
You called me on the telephone. I say hello. You were complaining that you were texting this guy you liked and he didn't text you back fast enough. And you were like, I can't believe people feel so comfortable treating me however they want. I can't believe
people feel so comfortable.
I'm done.
Okay.
You said, I can't believe someone's doing this to me. And I was like, Pat, that happens to everyone. And you go, okay, psycho bitch. You called me a psycho bitch during our telephone call.
In that moment, you were being a psycho bitch.
I was trying to tell you that like everyone gets ghosted and like it doesn't make you unique.
People feel extremely comfortable treating me however. It's like, take me or leave me. Famously, someone once reached out to our friend Mitra, got my number, texted me to hang out. When I responded, didn't answer. People are very comfortable. You have to laugh.
You have to laugh.
You have to laugh.
Sometimes you have to laugh.
It's one of those you have to laugh moments. Maybe a new segment.
Anyways, I've been thinking, I've kind of spent the past few days recovering from being called a psycho bitch and also the fact that you think I want to fuck you.
Yeah, well, you seem like you're pretty recovered, so
oh, thank you.
I stand by both statements.
What are you up to?
I don't know. Like, I feel like really uncreative, unproductive. Do I say this every time?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm in this weird space where I have both zero crushes and a million crushes at the same time. Like, I'm keep going back and forth being like, okay, I'm going to open myself back up to crushes again. And then I have like fully 1 million crushes again. And yeah, I want to go to LA.
Can I tell you something?
Okay. But I hope
we walked into this room. I went to use the bathroom. When I was going to the bathroom, I was scrolling through Instagram. I see one Instagram of someone in LA I immediately am like, well, I'm unsuccessful.
The thing, here's what's the deal with here's what's the deal with LA.
As someone who's, remind us how many times you've been to LA.
I went there when I was 16 for my dad's business trip. I'm one of six kids, famously. We stayed in the nicest hotel because my dad's company was paying for it. We all got there. We all got in the pool. My little brother immediately shit in the pool of like a Ritz-Carlton. We all like crept away.
And,
how
do you shit in a pool?
I mean, he was like three. But it was like still
likely
like,
story.
Don't chat. But I was like, I've always been like, I don't need to go to LA for my career. There's nothing for me there all of a sudden. And then now I have like a little crush in LA and I'm like, I need to go to LA for my career. You know what I mean?
I swear that this is true. Every one of my friends who moves to LA, they say it's for a career. I find out 1 hour later. They have a lover there. I'm like, no one moves for not sex.
Have I talked about how my old crush was going to Maine for just to be randomly go, okay, whatever, I won't bring it up again.
And then they were like, oh yeah, P.S. my boyfriend lives in Maine.
I'm randomly moving to Maine. It's so random.
Maine to me is like, what?
Who's moving to Maine to be a carpenter?
Where is Maine? And like, why do you go there?
To do that is to do the hottest possible thing you could do with your life. And that's so cool. And I honor that. Like, even if you don't love carpentry, if you're not good at it, but if you're like, I want to do something with my life that's so fucking hot, like, yeah, move to Maine to be a carpenter.
Can I talk to you about Maine?
Yeah.
Well, you think it's close. You hear Maine, you think New England.
Okay.
People drive to Maine. It's like 10 hours away.
Yeah.
No, what is this, Texas?
So my experience around that is that my uncle, thank you, lives in Vermont / just has a house in Vermont but lives on Long Island.
Okay,
so
I love Vermont.
We've driven to Vermont and that to me feels really far. So I've
it's
always,
5 hours.
Since I was young, been like, wow, Maine's even farther. Maine is so far. So I think of Maine as far.
And it calls itself Maine. It's like, we're the Maine state. And no, like, it's fucking far. It's not the Maine state.
You're extremely peripheral.
It's far from me.
It's like, yeah, it's far from me too.
Oh my God, you know who's close to both of us right now?
Our guest too. Actually, I want to say I is also one of the very few people on this earth that I do talk to on the telephone.
Okay.
And so she's incredible. You could see her producing and directing all sorts of... She recently directed my short with Bailey Edwards called It Girl Gay Assistant.
Mm-hmm. I'm still sort of dealing with the fact that you made something with another woman starring in it, and I support that.
Cool. you're dealing with it as you support it.
I'm able to support it and deal with it.
Totally.
Because I'm sort of multitasker.
Our guest hosts The Simple Show, which is a monthly show that I am an alum of. With
me too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Did you get the alumni and lean into that?
I feel fucking crazy right now. I'm sorry.
No, I think we're killing it.
Okay, good.
Let's bring her into the kind of conversation here.
Give it up for the fantastic Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
Hello.
Can I just say, you have one of the coolest names in the biz.
Oh my God. Can I tell you something?
What?
Pat just kicked me out.
an abuser.
In the community.
It's okay. Get out. It's a weird form of equality for men to hit women. Imagine that was my like.
Here, Emma. This is a secret that I'm telling on this pod for the first time ever that pretty much everyone knows is that Ruth is something I added at 23. And it is.
I never knew that.
Wait.
It is my middle name.
That's
but
so,
I always went by Katie.
23 is old.
Yeah, that's,
I know. And then I guess.
And it's also it's the grossest age to add a middle like thing.
Okay. And on this podcast, we agree that 23 is old.
It's old. 23 is so old.
When I'm 23, put me out to pasture.
Oh my God. I'm going into one of those old folks' homes. Yeah, I moved to New York and I said, making it a three-person. I mean, it's not a three-person name. It's a three-person name. There's three of us here all hanging out, one name. And that was a decision that I don't know if I stand by, but it stuck.
Wait, so growing up, you were Katie Ashcraft.
Yeah, and that sounds terrible.
Oh, no, I like that. I mean, there's something that's kind of gritty about Ashcraft.
Would you guys change your last names if you got married?
Absolutely not. And yeah.
You have an alliterative name.
No, but my last name is one of the most generic last names you can have on this world. Mm-hmm. But I would not want to take, I'm just like, okay, I hate men. I hate the idea of marriage. Mm-hmm. Like the idea of taking someone's name and changing who I've been my entire life because some random ass person I met like 2.5 years ago. Like literally go fuck yourself. I'm not changing
that
my name.
That is something I think about a whole lot. Like,
I would change my name, but that's very on brand for me.
I'm
gonna like marry
but I
someone
feel like
take
you're,
their name.
You guys are both.
I don't care. I'm whatever.
Okay, if we have a baby, you'll take my last name.
I'll if you fuck me.
You guys are both full name people, though. Like Pat Regan, Kat Cohen.
But I'm right.
You know what I mean? Like if I just said like Pat, they'd be like, What are you talking? I've never met a Pat.
I think Ashcraft is a cool last name. I wouldn't get rid of it.
Well, that's really nice of you.
So, you don't like it?
I think it sounds like Aflac.
Okay.
No.
That's named dysphoria. You have named dysphoria.
It feels just so like it just feels so uninteresting to me.
I need to ask you about to ask you about Katie versus Katie.
Oh, as in
you
names?
Know what I'm asking.
Yes.
Has it been hard for you?
I will say truly not one
getting
week.
All Terry Gross.
Thank you so much. I would say not a week has gone by where I do not get Katie, like, oh, Mean Girls. Caddy.
Fuck.
Because it is spelled, actually, so it's not spelled the same way, because Caddy from Mean Girls is C-A-D-Y.
But it's Katie in Mean Girls.
Exactly. But then see, yeah. Every week, this is my life.
No, someone in my life recently kept talking about Mean Girls, and they kept calling her Caddy, and I wasn't in a relationship. That was the whole plot point.
You need to cut them out.
Well, I'm still rattled by it to the point where I heard you say it once. I was like, wait, can we just like, okay, sorry. But
no, it's fine. I get that every week because I'm K-A-D-Y, famously, for those listening and not reading this podcast.
Shout out to Dan Glazer's movie podcast.
Oh, yes.
Now, where'd that name come from?
Well, so it's so boring. My grandmothers on each side are Katie and Ruth.
That's so boring.
My parents
but
are just Katie like
is
yoink
a
yoink
name.
But well, so it was K-A-T-I-E. That was my great grandma Katie. And my parents wanted to name me after her, but then were afraid people were going to think it was short for Catherine,
yes,
or Caitlin. So they wanted to just have it be Katie, and made it that.
I'm obsessed.
People call me Pat Regan a lot because I think Pat's such a boring common name.
Yeah,
but I'm fine
sad.
With it. But there's another, and I will say this on the podcast, there's famously another more successful Pat Regan in LA whose Twitter bio is Babyface Psycho, which is quite literally my brand. And he,
how is that true? Like, you need to like change your name.
I know. Well,
that feels like a Tinder bio.
So I basically sometimes think about like my middle name because it's a hot name.
What is it?
Listen to this. Owen.
What if I was Owen?
Okay,
Regan?
I actually just.
Yeah, she just like.
Sorry, Twitter's gonna call it my clit like swells a little.
She okay. like her like.
Is that what Twitter's named
her like torso rose from her hips.
There is a 19-year-old.
Wait, Catherine,
Owen,
what's your middle
crush
name?
On. Okay, interesting question. Mm-hmm. My middle name is my mom's maiden name, which is Cummins.
What?
Club Cummins.
Well, it's just crazy because I now am very closely involved with Club Cumming of Alan Cumming fame. And I haven't even mentioned that my middle name is Cummins because they like don't believe me. I told the bartender there and he was like, I don't believe you.
I really, no offense, hate that middle name. My mom made her own.
Okay, Owen.
Yeah, after we were just like, Owen, incredible.
Can we talk about the teen named Owen that I have a crush on?
Okay,
yes.
Yeah. But isn't it a hot name?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Imagine if you tried to rebrand as Owen. I did the last possible age you could rebrand a name.
At this point, if other
like,
imagine rebranding a name at 28 years old.
Oh my god, we all start crying.
I'm 29 years old. At this point, I'm going to if other Pat Regan gets famous and I can't be Pat Regan and be famous, I'm just going to go to law school or something.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, I'll just do that.
Okay, so there, in this last season of Black Mirror, one with, do you know
I have to go?
Okay, there's this teen who is really hot.
Oh.
He's like, so neither of
you
have
seen
it. I thought
it was a teen you knew.
No, I literally am crazy. And I like looked up this teen because I was like, that's a hot teen. Mm-hmm. Made sure he was over 18. And now I can talk about it publicly. there's an episode about this young girl. And she like starts like fucking this guy who like sells coke or something.
Anyway, young girls.
It's him. And he's hot.
Cool.
He's also a teen.
He's a teen, I think. He might be like 20 or 21. Mm,
a movie teen.
Yeah, I think he has like 10 followers on Instagram and I'm one of them. Like, I'm a psycho.
I could still play a teen.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, you could.
Thank you.
I've literally looked this old since I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I was like one of those like sixth graders where like men would be like, ma'am, like, do you want to rent a car?
Once I was at my job as a temp care receptionist and like some person called the office and I was like, hey, Mark's Realty. And they were like, can I talk to the... Is your mom home? <It's> like,
no.
You've called a business. I'm not like a child answering the phone. But I think sometimes my voice sounds like a baby voice, which is really
a
sexy.
A little sexy psycho baby face
for
voice.
All those daddies out there.
Have you? I can't believe you haven't met the other Pat Regan yet. Maybe you should.
No,
go to
we've met people that have met each other.
Have you emailed? Would you email him?
I wouldn't email him. No,
that's like Facebook messaging all the other Catherine Cohens, being like, what's up, cats?" Like people do that.
Someone has Facebook friend to me who's like,
I feel like that's a meme.
Yeah,
like you see that. on memes.
Yeah, you see that in the memes these days.
Someone has a Facebook friend of me and just been like, hey, we have the same name, but it was like a rando. I was like, okay, well, you're not one of the kind of main Pat Regans.
Yeah,
there's only two. There can only be two.
Yeah, it's stressful. It's we're in a race to get famous.
New York, LA. Like he's always in the car. Mm-hmm. You're always on the train.
And now that I'm going to LA,
yeah, you're gonna tell him you're coming to LA.
Maybe
you're not actually going to LA. Are you?
I want to go to LA for 2 weeks. I want to go.
We're going for 2 weeks.
Oh my god.
I hope that the person isn't listening to this.
Why?
You're going for your career.
Because when I like someone, it feels like the worst possible thing that could happen in the world is for them to know that I am interested in them. So that's my reality that I cope
hard
with.
For you.
Yeah, it is difficult.
Yeah, I get that though.
I think it's time to drop a bomb.
Well,
okay,
you guys are gonna fucking eat this shit alive.
This is a bomb that's been waiting to be dropped for
I know
years.
So when I first heard the name Katie Ruch Ashcraft, when I saw her image, I was deeply intimidated. I thought she looked really cool and I thought she was hot and I was angry because
listen
bitch,
up.
Turns out my ex-boyfriend mere minutes after breaking up with perhaps mere minutes before, or maybe I broke up with him, I don't remember which time this was, started hooking up with Katie Ruch Ashcraft, and I was like, who is this improv slut?
Now, the improv slut twas me.
Now famously much closer with her than this person in question.
Yes.
Though I wish him the best.
And a big shout out to him.
So you guys are Eskimo sisters.
We're Eskimo sisters.
Yes.
But I'm actually wondering, I'm sure there's like another overlap too.
Probably, because I think you and I have the exact same type.
Oh my god, who else? I wonder who else.
You're definitely both comedy sluts. No. Which is a huge compliment.
No, that does not feel like
that's
one.
That's a crazy thing to call us. Maybe when I was 23.
I'm bad at compliments. I, while hooking up with someone recently, told them they reminded me of Paul Rust, and they got so hurt by that.
I don't think that's something you should tell people.
I think he's cute.
Do you think you're thinking of Paul Rudd, though?
No, I know, but thank
you. Because that's what I thought. But
yeah,
with Paul Rudd, there'd be no debate. But he's fuck.
I'm frustrated.
I'm
frustrated with myself.
Paul fuck is Rudd.
Paul fuck is... Okay.
Wait, I went to high school.
I have to finish my story. I was frustrated.
We dropped the bomb, and then you're like, I told this guy. you don't even give a shit.
I will just say...
You don't care about me.
I was frustrated with myself for... choosing to reference a pop culture touchstone during a hookup because I'm really trying to be good at hooking up. But I also don't care for that. I'm bad at hooking up. Sorry,
I went to high school with a very hot guy who I still am Instagram friends with named Rudd Moe.
Whoa.
What a name, right?
Is that his first name?
His full name was Rudd Lamb Moe. That was his first, middle, and last
name. Okay, if you name
that
your child...
That doesn't make sense.
He was so hot. He won hottest.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
If you name your child Rudd Lamb Moe, Seek treatment,
if that's your name. Pat, I was going to say, you actually got good at hooking up this weekend, though.
No, I didn't.
You said you did.
No, I didn't. I would never say that.
You said it was good.
I said it was good, yeah, but that's like...
That's an improvement from horrible.
No, I mean, but I was bad at it.
I don't know.
So I'm also in the place where, okay, I feel like I always say this, but I'm sober, so it's like, it's really... I find it really difficult to hook up sober, and... sometimes I depend on the other person being like pretty drunk, so at least one of us is kind of like laid back. And the first time I hooked up 2 times with an old flame this weekend, and the first time was really fun, and it was like he was really drunk, which then I also felt if I was drinking with someone and I thought we might hook up and they were getting really drunk, I would be like, oh, I better like drink more so that this isn't like predatory.
This is awesome.
But now that I can't, I'm just have to like sit with it and be like, well, like I'm gonna be predatory, I guess. No.
He came on to you,
and also he's a top and I generally bottom, so it's like you can't a bottom can't rip a top. Is that okay to say?
I don't know.
But whatever. The second time we just hang out, just the two of us, and like he only drank twice. I think in an attempt to be sensitive,
he only drank
twice. He only had 2 drinks.
He only had 2 sips,
and that was just a more uncomfortable one. It's also someone I've known for like years, and there's like and it's like we've worked up probably like 8 times over the course of like 5 years. So it's like I don't know. And we're friends outside of the hooking up, so it's like a little bit of a... It can get awkward.
Can we return to the scene of the bomb explosion?
Yes, I know. I didn't mean to get that. You asked this question.
I know. No, this is...
Okay, so...
So, I remember...
Oh, my God.
The first time I heard Kat Cummins, because actually, I don't know if we ever even discussed this, because this was not actually discussed until a month or so ago.
We only unpacked this recently when we were drinking at Betsy Kenny, Derek Katz's birthday drink. Shout out to my girls who have a podcast on Forever Dog called Done.
Yes, shout out to
with
them.
Betsy and they also have birthdays. And anyways,
shout out to me because I was at this party, but I left before Catherine got there.
So we finally unpacked it because we hadn't really...
Never really sat down and unpacked. I remember receiving, I was out with this person and I was remember receiving a text.
God, I'm scared.
No, I think it's, I mean,
this is what,
I think it's
3 and, or 4 years ago?
Yes, while ago.
Okay.
I don't think knew that I was best friends with Elise Morales and started talking shit to me.
No, I did. Or maybe I did find that out and I was so mortified and I was like, I'm dead.
Well, no, I just remember.
I didn't know.
I just remember though, she was like, this girl, Catherine, is pissed at you.
And no,
I was
like, oh my God, I'm dead.
But like truly like a month later, because that was when I stopped seeing this guy, I was like, I bet Catherine is very cool.
Oh my God. But I was Elise so mortified by that.
Elise was like, I didn't know what to do because the rant started and then she was like, do I tell her? I know.
Shout out to Elise. Shout out to Elise. We're all on good terms.
What's happening right now is so good for women. For two women to come
minutes
together.
Minutes after I was like bitching to Elise. First of all, I was, can you believe it, really drunk. I was bitching to Elise. Minutes later, hate fucked a horrible person who I kept hate fucking for a year. And now I actually, he isn't dead, but.
Now you're married to that man.
And now I'm reader, I married him. But anyways, there was lots of drama surrounding this person that we both.
I get off on drama to a hookup. But when there's hookup drama, I
No, I love want that. Them to dedicate their lives to me and like figure out their proposal.
I want that too, but I'm very addicted to the, like the pursuit of that. It's like, oh, I want you to only like me, but then it's like you like the other person, and it's no. Like now there's games that, to be played, and I'm sick. Like, I need to seek treatment.
But I don't think I confronted them. I
confronted what?
Well, I don't think I knew that like there was overlap. But then it like as soon as we broke up, I was like, duh.
Yeah. A little skeezy, scoozy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
There's a lot of Eskimo sisterhood in gay culture because people all, you, mm-hmm. all your friends always like hook up with each other.
Well, it's also tough because this particular relationship that I was in, like we broke up, you know, 7 to 18 times in the course of 2 years. Wow. So it's hard to say when we were off and on. So I'm sure there was overlap.
Don't you love those couples that just like can't fucking stand each other and they're always like breaking up and getting back together?
Do you guys read The Cuts Sex Diaries?
So good.
I don't read books. I'm just kidding. I do sometimes.
Books.
I'm obsessed, but I just read a really great one today about a wife who hated her husband. And
wait, what did it say?
It was just about this like literally she was just like, I hate him.
What?
Like she kept saying that out, like, I hate him. We have sex twice a year, maybe. And then she eats breakfast at Balthazar in Soho and tries to have affairs.
Why didn't she divorce?
You just described my
because
dream
he's
life.
Because she's like, he financially supports me and my twin children. I'm saying this as if it's gossip, as if it wasn't published on like the biggest website.
I want to read that.
I'll send.
Okay.
There's something about it, though, that was like so fascinating. She was like, it's just understood that we hate each other.
Yeah.
And this is our life. And
that's so like, many straight people.
I know. I think
that's
about
why
that a lot.
Just sad.
I think that now we'll get into that with gay people now that gays can like get married for a bit.
What do you think about marriage?
Love it. Love wins. Oh, wait. Sorry. That really reminds me. I'll get to your question in a second.
Thank you, Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
But this girl I went to high school with via online, I saw that she attended a lesbian wedding in Mexico.
And you're someone who goes to more lesbian weddings than anyone in my circle.
Yes, because I went to an all-women's college.
Okay.
But this was someone who I went to high school with who went to a lesbian wedding in Mexico and took 5 million photos and hashtagged every single one, love wins. Wow. And no one else at the wedding hashtagged it that. And it was just her excited to be at a lesbian wedding.
My parents went to a gay wedding once and they talk about it every day.
Yeah.
I've never been to a gay. I've only kind of been to a gay wedding.
What does that mean?
Oh, is that disrespectful? I don't know. My friends got married and they had like a courthouse thing that like only select people were invited to, and they had a bigger like bar drinks that was like to celebrate
a gay
that.
Celebration of love.
Yeah, there was like guacamole and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a wedding.
Yeah, that's a wedding.
That's what you need for a wedding these days.
This is crazy, but I'm literally sick of guacamole.
Oh, I never can be.
I don't know. I had it recently and I was like, okay, I'm done.
I will talk about this only once publicly, but I am on keto. And so avocados are a huge kind of like pillar.
No, avocados, yes, but I'm done with like guacamole.
See, I'm not.
I'm not done with that.
My roommate is allergic to avocados.
That's fucked up.
I know. That,
if you're allergic to avocados, seek fucking treatment and live alone, bitch.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes I'll bring home an avocado and I'll be like, look what I got at the market. And she'll be like, I can't have it.
The other day.
That and peppers.
I've been making myself avocado salad. Like, I cut up avocados and like put mayonnaise in it. Like, this really good mayonnaise. And but I it's so like good for that. Keto. Okay, but when I took it out, I ate it in front of you at our spot, which is Whole Foods. And you were like, I'm so impressed by that. That looks so good.
But then I changed my mind.
And I was like, it's just avocados cut up. And you're like, I'm impressed. And I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. And now for you to like, now that we're on air, to like drag me in this
way. You know
why?
Because I famously ran to that meeting. And so I had too many endorphins and I was just being really positive.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, she's fucking high on running. Yeah.
And now I'm low because I haven't exercised today. Hey, it's Kat.
And Pat.
And we have an exciting sponsor for today's episode. That's right. It's
HelloFresh.
An amazing meal delivery service. And let me just say, I just tried this. My boyfriend, thank you, and I both made some great meals. We made this gorgeous pasta with like sausages and peppers. And I had this like Asian style chicken with a green bean. And I felt so like hearty and full and warm.
Wait, I love that for you. And me, a single man bachelor around town. And by town, I mean New York City.
Yeah, cheers.
I've never been able to cook my whole entire life. Can't even brown meat. Constantly lying to people, telling them I can cook. It made it so easy for...
Constantly telling people you can brown meat.
Constantly. Like, hey, my name is Pat.
I can brown meat.
5'10". One time a doctor told me I was 5'11", and I can brown meat. They made it so easy. The instructions are literally so simple, and they put like parentheticals. That's basically like, in case you're a moron, this is what we mean. And I needed that level of direction.
Right. And I also love how there's really something for everyone with HelloFresh's selection, because you can choose from classic, veggie, and family.
Right. And what's so fun is you can like rediscover the excitement of cooking. Because cooking can be, I just order seamless for every meal, spend truly $1 trillion and feel terrible about it. But it's honestly satisfying to like actually make something for yourself. And it makes you feel like honestly important.
Mm-hmm. You can even like, I don't know, look forward to your HelloFresh delivery knowing dinner just got that much easier. Because the thing is, HelloFresh believes cooking should be simple and convenient, not a chore. So all the ingredients you get in your HelloFresh box, they come pre-measured in these handy little labeled meal kits, so you know which ingredients go with which recipe.
There are truly so many benefits of subscribing, so you can keep enjoying HelloFresh week after week. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping each week and get that time back to do more of what you love.
Like listening to our amazing podcast. So if this sounds sort of interesting to you and you want to try out HelloFresh, I would suggest using our amazing promo code. So that's for a total of $60 off, which is $20 off your first three boxes. Visit HelloFresh.com/SeekTreatment60 and enter promo code SeekTreatment60.
That's once again, HelloFresh.com/SeekTreatment60 and enter promo code SeekTreatment60. Get those dollars off. Food is famously expensive.
Enjoy. Yummy, yummy.
What do you think about marriage?
I don't know. I'm pro. But I also think that there's so many people who just enter it because it's like the checklist by the time they're 30. And then that makes me very sad. And I feel like I've gone to an X amount of weddings where I feel like sad.
Let's ask you this.
Yeah.
With regard to love, boys, fucking, sex dating, and love, who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. My God. What if I started crying?
We'd love that. I eat that shit
no,
up.
We get really real on this pod.
I am, like, truly becoming a more sexual being, which is a very beautiful thing.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I was, like, not sexual. I actually didn't know girls could orgasm until college.
Whoa.
Same.
Just because, like, we weren't taught it in sex ed. I went to, like, a public school that was, like, liberal-ish, but I didn't know, like, girls could orgasm. And then me and my friend Rose, shout out to Rose, we bought $2 vibrators on South Street in Philly called the Honey Stick.
Oh, my God.
And that was our sophomore year of college.
And you...
did it
came.
Work?
Yeah.
That incredible. Was the first time you came?
Yeah.
Did you watch, like, porn?
Did you just hold it right on the clit?
Right. Like, yeah. I just, like, didn't know.
Wow.
Which is, like, because, like, no one explicitly said it. I don't, like, so, like, I just, like, didn't know. And, like, again, I'll bring up Elise Morales, who, like,
Who I famously trash talked at the Annoyance Theater in 2014.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
that was like 2018.
Fucking kill me. Have you ever made a girl come?
I think so. She said,
so
I
know. Okay, so anyways,
one thing I'll say is this. I still to this day have no idea what a fucking clitoris is. Like, I don't get what it is. And I've like looked it up online. I just have no
idea. Am I allowed to say it if you do not know what a clitoris is?
Seek treatment. Thank you.
They didn't teach it. I went to a Catholic school. So it was like, They're not going to teach you what a clitoris is of all things. And also, like, then I had sex with a girl for like a year in college, but like at no point came across a clitoris, so I don't know what
yes,
it is.
Yes, you did.
So the poor girl. I'm just going to answer right now. You did not ever make her come.
She said she came.
No.
She had no reason to lie.
Why?
There's always a reason to lie. That's what you don't know.
The way you lie. Okay, so you were saying.
So I think Elise was someone we talked about, and she's like, I was just like a kid who masturbated all the time.
Yeah.
And I was not. But I do remember in third grade climbing the ropes in gym and then sliding down the ropes and being turned on and asking a girl next to me, I was like, do the ropes make your like tush feel good?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And she was like, Yes. And I was like, the ropes.
If you get off to ropes, seek treatment.
Can I just say really quickly, I'm full of plugs today, mm-hmm. but Elise Morales just did an amazing episode on Janie Stoller's podcast called mm-hmm. Relatively Healthy, also on the Forever Dog Network, about vaginismus. Is that how you say
yes.
it?
Yes.
And it was fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I think more girls should be educated.
And
I
recently also did an episode on that podcast about addiction.
It's not about female sexuality.
No, it's not, but... Anyways, I was. This is interesting. Like horny kids. Like I was the horniest kid, but I didn't even connect it to sexuality.
I wasn't at all.
I used to like. I like would make myself like before, like prepubescently like would make myself come from my pillow and then like but like it would just be like whatever, just be like feeling.
I just like didn't like. I would just like I think when other teens were like masturbating, I just like went in my room and like thought about my crushes and just like sat on my hands and didn't like wiggle them or anything. I don't know. I just like wasn't a sexual kid. And so then I had my sexual awakening thanks to the Honey Stick. And then.
Plug.
Listen to the podcast.
Go buy a Honey Stick. Give it to your kids.
Give it to boys, girls.
Anyone.
I heard about this recent kind of porn lately where it's like, it's gay porn, no offense. Mm-hmm. And it would be like, it's like the cams, which I don't get into cams porn. I have like a very specific porn taste, like where it's like a live cam and mm-hmm. you can, and there's like this.
Camera
and like
lights, camera, action.
Okay, now I understand. Thank you for speaking my language finally. God,
or it's like this guy has like a vibrator up his butt and you can pay certain amounts to make it vibrate for a long time.
No,
I can see why.
I mean,
that would
sure.
be hot.
Yeah, I guess it's like I have the power,
but
like
I just you can come for free.
Yeah,
that's my thing. But I guess some people get off on being on paying other people, like a FIDOM. How do you say it? FINDOM.
What's that?
That's where like
financial
dominatrix, which is like, how do I find myself in that situation?
I know. I'd love for someone to buy me shit.
On Grindr, there's lots of guys who are quote unquote generous. You could put it in your profile that you're generous. And Whoa. It's like usually it's like an old dude wow. who's like maybe is not conventionally fit and wants to fuck like a hot young guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I think I've been having good sex lately.
Oh my God.
Which is good.
You're someone who has good sex.
With who?
I cannot say. Well, no. I had a brief romance this spring. It was very fun. It is no longer happening. And that is
Do
okay.
we know them?
I cannot answer any questions.
Wait, dude, I know. I don't know if you know.
I can't
know
wait to hear after. Okay. But now you're on the apps or what's going on?
I am on the apps.
She's an app queen.
Okay.
You are. You're an app queen. You're a Tinder queen. You are.
But I actually just deleted it from my phone today. And I actually...
Why?
Just because sometimes I swipe aimlessly and it feels like weird. Yeah. I also... I'm on Tinder. I kind of like it, honestly, just for the validation of, like, mm-hmm. this hot person also thinks I'm hot.
Of course.
And this winter I went on a lot of dates and I had, like, two brief flings. And then I had the best sex of my life with this guy from Tinder, one night stand.
Tell him what he,
oh my God.
Tell them what he did.
I called Pat on one of our famous phone calls. We just had it was the first time how much am I allowed to say on here? I can
everything,
go nuts.
Everything.
I know this is like
people really open
it.
Up.
There's no rules.
First time I'd ever come from a guy going down on me.
Oh great.
Which was great. We had sex
important.
Three times.
In one night. Fuck.
Never heard from him again. Got ghosted by him.
Are you serious?
But it also like what a perfect night that will just he lived in like
that.
Truly South Slope. So random.
So, I mean, who the fuck lives in South Slope?
If you live in South Slope, you need to seek treatment. Yeah. You're sick. You need help, honey.
Yeah. There was once this guy, similar story. Like, yeah. It was an amazing night of sex. He ripped my shirt off during it.
Like, yes, this is what we're talking about.
And it was the kind of thing where it's like, we did it once. Uh-huh. He starts to leave. And it's like, no, we need to do it again.
Yeah.
And then next day, I like call it because we were like doing this weird thing where we were like sort of like getting off on like talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. Sorry, not phone sex. Just like the idea of talking on the phone was like crazy for us.
Same.
And he was just like, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, what? Did I do something wrong?
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy. But sometimes I love it.
It just freaks people out. Like
when you have good sex, you don't want to do it again.
When you communicate with someone.
Yeah, like,
I've had people communicate with me.
I do think this person died. Okay. That is what I've told myself. Mm-hmm. But it, like at the time, I was bummed because he was cute and the sex was really good. But now I just like kind of like to treasure it as like it's almost like a little like
did
a little
even
nib
happen?
Of a memory. Like right. Just
wait,
what a night.
And no offense and not to be a bitch, but we got off topic. What? So that's who you were was you were sexually prude and then who you are.
Not even prude, just like unaware. I just like wasn't a sexual person. And then what do you call it? I've kind of had like an interesting journey with like my sexuality. I like date men, but to get technical, I guess I would call myself bisexual heteroromantic.
Okay. I've never heard a phrase like that before.
Yeah.
Go on.
Welcome to Women's College 101.
Yeah.
No, I did go to like a very queer school, which was nice in the fact that it was like a lot of room to like figure that stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I would say like I'm sexually attracted to women, but I've never had like a crush on a woman, if that's
interesting.
Like I
yes.
find women like very beautiful. I like get off to the idea of women.
Mm-hmm.
I like in college like tried dating women, but like I just like couldn't, like I wouldn't like think about them if yeah. like I'd be like, yes, they're very beautiful, they're very sexy, like, but like I like couldn't, like I wasn't like I want to go on a date with them. There's nothing about that that yeah. wanted, like
I'm homo romantic but sexually attracted to it. Large breasted woman in tube tops.
This is the craziest.
I think it's so hot. I say it every episode.
Oh my God. You know that, like, you're literally talking about me.
I think it's so like, fucking every, hot.
I think also, Kat, we have similar bods.
I know. And that's why the boys like.
And that's why the boys like. We have similar bods. You can rock a tube top, though. I'm too scared. My boobs literally are like east west.
I wear a strapless bra underneath it.
Fascinating.
I couldn't. Oh my God. I can't go braless unless you know, and you're gonna know what I'm talking about. Unless there's a shelf.
Yes.
like if there's a halter with yeah. a shelf that yes. rocks. Okay. But they go everywhere. Yeah. It's a disaster. But I relate to what you're saying because I famously watch lesbian porn.
Yes,
but I never had a crush.
I didn't know you watch lesbian yes. porn.
Yeah.
I think all girls watch lesbian porn.
Yeah, I think it's
not all, but like I also almost exclusively watch.
I have a friend who has a friend who has an older sister in high school who watched gay porn, like gay
dudes,
men
dudes yeah.
cool.
So not all women, not all women,
not all women.
No, I've also watched like gay male porn before.
Was it hot to you?
Yeah, I mean like just like people fucking and moaning. I'm yeah. like, let me join.
I'm all about
wait,
the audio.
Wait for me.
I'm like, I need to hear moaning, I need to hear talking. It's just the visual. Like honestly, when it fucking zooms in on the hole, I'm like, get me out of here. Like, get me
that's
out.
What I do.
Like, I do not want to
I feel the exact same way. I'm like, I don't want to see it. You know what I like though?
If you're zooming in on the whole scene treatment.
Like so close,
can
I can see
you,
the razor burn.
Can I tell you my first thought when I lost my virginity at the ripe age of 20 years old?
What?
My first thought, other than like, ouch, was it's just another hole.
Wow.
It's like,
why? Because you had already had oral sex?
Butt sex.
Yeah. Or like, I had already like had oral sex and I'd given like hand jobs and like hand job queen of my high school. No, just kidding. Truly. Famously one time I touched a guy's dick that I was making out with and then I asked him later if that was a hand job and he said no.
We reviewed it and no, it was not a hand job.
Okay, if you think touching someone's dick is a hand job,
treatment.
Wait, you know what's amazing?
What? Go into it.
The first time I had sex, I was literally thinking in my head, yeah, you're having sex. Like that was like getting me off.
The first time I had this.
Did you come the first time you had sex?
The second time.
That's insane.
That's because my clit is just like begging for it. Like literally, this is crazy, but these shorts are tight right now and like it is making me horny.
I'm so jealous of that. But I understand that. I I'm not one of those guys.
I think I have like an internal clit.
Oh, cool.
You know.
Let's see it. Take it out.
Yeah, I would love an instructional.
Rim tone for my clit.
The first time I had sex was with a girl. It was 19. It was after like this high drama night because like my friends, we went to school. We went to school.
Just like a straight guy said. I finally was horny after a high drama night.
No, because I went to school in Baltimore, but like all my friends were from like around here. So we would go out in the city over the summers, and it was for my friend Mo's.
Mo, we love.
21st mm-hmm. birthday party. Mo is my current best friend's wife, my brother's ex-girlfriend. So definitely kind of
which
crazy.
Which brother?
My older brother. My 14-year-old brother.
You have a brother who's younger than you who's not 14.
He's 23, but at this time he would have been
so he's old?
14. Yeah.
How old is your older brother?
30. He's okay. A lawyer in Astoria. There was lots of drama that night, and we took a cab back to my friend Mo's now husband, and we like fucked on the floor of his basement of his brother's bedroom. And like I remember being, I was so drunk that I honestly wasn't even not coming because I'm gay. I was not coming because I was so drunk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, like I should be coming by now. Like she's gonna think I'm gay if I don't come soon. So aww. But I couldn't come because I was so drunk. So I was just like, I just was like stopped for a second, and she was like, did you come? And I was like, yeah. And then I panicked. I was like, she's going to know. And I was like, just kidding. And I just started fucking again. She was like, good
that's
one.
That's a nightmare.
Just kidding.
I love prank comedy.
Jamie Kennedy experience. Just kidding. The Jamie Kennedy sex experience.
We would go on to date for 10 months.
Oh. I'm screaming. Just kidding. Just kidding. Back to like Energizer Bunny
and
stuff.
And then back to fucking.
Oh my God.
Oh, I love that.
Listen, I never claimed to be good at fucking.
I had a funny story where there was this boy that I was hooking up with in college. I knew him back from Maryland, and he drove up 2 hours to visit me.
Wow.
In Pennsylvania, where I went to college. And
wow, you must have a golden pussy.
Golden pussy, baby. Anyways, at one point when we were like hanging out in Maryland, he had been like, let's take a shower together. But
I love that.
But I do too. But literally at the time, I just didn't want to take a shower. So I was like, no. But anyways, we were then hanging out in my Pennsylvania dorm room at my women's college.
Plug to Pennsylvania.
Yes. Shout out to Pennsylvania. And I was like, oh, let's take a shower. Because I knew he was into that. We get in the shower. Naked, right? Mm-hmm. Turn on the water. My hands touched the loofah. He goes, you're not gonna wash me or some gay shit, are you?
Some gay wow. shit.
Some gay shit.
And as an ally, did you say don't use gay as a pejorative?
Yeah.
I was shocked.
That's crazy.
Can we unpack?
Yeah.
I still to this day, like, first of all, showering with someone, like, you soap them up.
Yeah, it's nice. That's the whole point.
I'm not
going
to be like, bend over. Let me get your crack.
Oh, my God.
It was just the most wild thing. I literally was like, I think that's like my most like, I was like getting into it and then just like immediately taken out. Like, it was so jarring because I was just like naked in a shower with this guy.
Yeah.
That sucks.
My little
it
brother,
was so weird.
My little brother was playing Xbox the other day, and I was home in our basement and with his like college friends. And like, mm-hmm. you know, when like they do the thing where you like use headsets to like chat while you play Xbox, yeah. they were doing that. And his brother
barely.
Was like, oh, I hate this board. It's so gay. And I was like, what makes it gay? What makes it gay? And I was like, shut up.
Wait, that's my gay older brother.
He's being so gay. My high school was like, I remember people being like you, like they would like call you, like they'd be like, dude, you're gay. And the teacher would be like, hey, don't say that. It's a bad word.
It's a bad word.
That's not it. Like,
oh my God. I've never enjoyed showers.
And
sex.
Who do you want to be, Katie? Like in terms of okay. this kind of stuff.
Oh, who do I want to be? Well, I'm like happy with my progress.
I'm hitting on Pat. I've never really enjoyed shower sex. So I think I could with the right.
Catherine and I, we are doing in
Catherine,
vitro.
You'll never have sex with Pat.
No, I need
we
I need him to say, just kidding.
I'm constantly on the lookout for straight girls to have a baby with. Or lesbians.
You've never asked me.
I've never like asked anyone, but I'm always kind of doing the math in my head.
It's like The Voice.
Yeah. I'm going to hit the button and turn my... I'm going to have The Voice for who I will have a baby with. That'd no, I'm going to adopt for
I
sure.
I have to say that I had sex a week ago and I was on top. Thank you, fans.
Do you
and
love that?
I come way easier on top, obviously. And I like fucking cramped up my hip, my right hip, and it still hurts. And I'm old, is what I'm saying. And what do I do?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I once got kept getting a Charlie horse when I was on top, uh-huh. but like bottoming. And I had to keep like stopping and being like, sorry, I'm getting it. Charlie Eat. Horse. And the guy was like, that's fine. That happens to lots of guys.
Oh my God.
That's my version of it happens to every guy. It's like, but whatever. You do your best you can in there.
I just got to figure out how to stretch this hip out.
Yeah. You have to be so flexible sometimes in sex. Yeah.
I've never been flexible. I was never like, all those girls were like, I can do the splits. I can do a cartwheel. Like, I've
my
never
sister's
done that in
like
my
a
life.
Was a competitive gymnast.
Psycho.
Backflips. Wow. Closest person I'm related to genetically in the world. Backflips.
Wow. Psycho. So who do you want to be?
Who I am now. Just kidding. Imagine. I don't know. I love the idea of being like a sexy Potter one day.
Oh, you are. Seriously, I'm not kidding. In my mind, like, you already are that.
Yeah,
that's
same.
Literally the nicest thing in the whole entire world.
I think
world.
Of you as this like woodland, like, oh like with God. Your I'm hot like furniture making dad, and you're just like oh in like a God. Smock, sort of like tousled hair, natural beauty. Like, that's how I think of you.
That's the nicest thing anyone's literally ever well, said then. To me. Yeah, that's like my dream. I just want to be like a little messy. Like, I'm always a little stinky because I've just been in the studio all day. Yeah.
In a smock.
Like, in a smock.
And do you make
my like
hair in a
hair
bun.
Is like on in a messy bun
with like Chinese with like chopsticks sticking out mm-hmm. of it.
That's what your hair is. That's why I was so intimidated of you back Ugh. When we were Eskimo sisters yeah. concurrently what, fucking the same
one,
person.
Once Eskimo sisters, forever Eskimo I know. Sisters. Wait, what were you gonna say?
I don't remember.
Anyways.
Wait, so you want to be that? You want to be a gardener?
But yeah, I kind of do. Just like want to be a gardener who like. Like makes a big salad for like
like a, your many like, lovers
for my many lovers and
yes
but
I
did recently
bowl.
Exactly I want like a big ceramic like artisan bowl that like a friend of mine made
yeah
and I have like anyways and then like my husband who's like been working in the fields all day yeah. I used to date a farmer
fuck,
isn't that hot?
Hot
yeah and like we hot. Couldn't be together because like,
I mean it's no
I needed to
farmer.
Be a comedian
it's no carpenter in Maine but it's hot
no but it was a farmer upstate he was so hot
wow how'd you meet him?
He's my friend's older brother.
FarmersOnly.com.
FarmersOnly. FarmersAndComedians.com. But what do you call it? Oh, I recently just admitted in therapy that I want to get married one day. Speaking
That's
of
big.
Marriage. I know. I was like, I don't want to be alone. I do have a fear of being alone.
Yeah, I think I need to be married. I need to like, I'm just too convinced people will stop liking me suddenly. Like, yeah. I need like the law on my side.
Yeah.
Wow. You can't leave me. The law is on my side.
Yeah.
I feel scared by that.
It scares me too, but I've also, I feel like I truly go to more weddings than anyone I've ever met.
Yeah, you
which
go to
is
so
like,
many weddings. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And and like 80% lesbian weddings.
No, I've only been to two lesbian
Why
weddings.
Why do I keep saying that?
I don't know.
Are you lesbian phobic?
I know. I'm not.
You need to open your mind.
Okay.
Oh my God. Wait, one of my friends whose lesbian wedding I just went to mm-hmm. just became the mayor of Lambertville, New Jersey.
That's fucking crazy. It's a gorgeous yeah. town right near where my boyfriend's family lives. Mm-hmm. So we go there a lot and hang out.
Yeah. That's anyways, beautiful. She's the mayor now.
So you want to get married?
I think I do want to get married. But also,
kids?
I want a son. No,
whoa.
That's a... I want one
that's
son.
That's loaded.
no, that's a joke I keep trying out in stand-up that has not worked yet. And maybe it never will, but sometimes you just have to speak your truth
keep
on stage.
It.
Exactly.
Just keep saying the same thing over and over again and see what happens.
For sure. And like, who can I make eye contact with? Who will give me that son?
Find the right room.
Exactly. A room of sons. I do want to get married, but like, I am absolutely sure like I wouldn't get married just for the sake of getting married. Because the only thing that like absolutely terrifies me is like being stuck in a marriage with someone I don't like just because wanted to. Like, I would much rather just like have friends and like live on my own 100%. But I do believe that love is out there, and
of
if they're listening to
is.
This podcast and I think I want kids, but I'm never someone who's like,
yeah,
I'll have kids no matter what, like I'll just like get inseminated at 38 if need be. Like, if I don't have like a partner to raise kids with, I'm not gonna do it.
You need some. Yeah,
yeah. I was just, the thing I feel like is I've been in a relationship for almost 3 years now, and I just can't imagine how getting married would be like different. Like, mm-hmm. we already like live together. It's like,
yeah,
I'm like, I don't want, it's like, we're good.
Yeah. Are you gonna have kids
in general?
Yeah.
I think so, but not till I'm at least 35.
How old was your mom when she had you?
27.
Wow.
And I'm famously not 27 yet, so don't even put that on me.
Wow. You're not 20. I fucking forget all the time.
When's your birthday? Again?
August 11th.
Oh, so you're a Leo. Hey. She's a Leo. And I'm an Aries. We're fire signs.
Oh my God, I know.
I'm a Scorpio, fire sign.
No. What is so sad.
Scorpio is so
water or land.
Yeah, I think land.
Sagittarius. What do you call it?
Scorpio is the horniest sign.
Yes, it is. That's all I know about Scorpios. And anytime someone's a Scorpio, they're like, what do you know about me? And I'm just like, that you're horny. That's all I know.
Super horny.
Aries is great. Sagittarius is great. Wait, what are you? I knew that. I could feel that. Like, I was like,
I've only ever dated Leos.
Are you serious?
Yes, and it's always crazy. And also the three guys I was like kind of involved with over the winter from Tinder, all Leos.
I've never been with a Leo.
It's so wild. It's always been Leos. I just recently had my first interaction with a Taurus. New for me.
my partner is a Taurus.
I loved it.
I'm extra gay because it's like I'm Scorpio. I'm only attracted to other Scorpios. You know what I mean? Gay. It's like man attracted to man. Scorpio attracted to Scorpio.
Yeah, that is gay.
You're hetero zodiac. I'm homo zodiac.
Then the boy I lost my virginity to is a Sagittarius. I'm a fire sign elitist.
Fire sign ho.
I love being a. If I could change, if someone came down to me and said, you know, they built a machine and they said, you can be not a Scorpio anymore, I would still be a Scorpio. Isn't that powerful?
I'm sobbing. Yeah. Thank you for opening
right
up like
the
that.
Book.
But I'm the guy who did my virginity, I'm wondering what his sign was. He is famously a shaman.
Mine works on a weed farm in California.
Love.
The girl that I famously didn't come into was.
Did you eventually come into her?
I think no.
Wait, no. I mean, like, not that night ever.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I came all the time. Well, we used condoms, but I came all the time. And I wasn't like picturing guys.
Okay, brags. I come every time.
I came constantly. I think I was just so excited that, like, whatever. But she was a Libra.
That's fun. Yeah. And then my farmer boyfriend was an Aries. Also, the only Aries v. Aries.
Okay, he's off Facebook, so I can't find out what
Why a shaman on Facebook? Now I've seen everything.
I know. I feel bad making fun of him, but he actually really ruined my heart for so many years. So I don't actually feel anything.
Yeah.
Cool. Cheers.
Yeah.
I know he's listening to this, and I just want to say I wish you the best.
And also, what is your sign?
He's like a true psycho, like someone who will not talk to you for 3 years and then send you like a gorgeous image of you from when you were 18 being like, found this today. That's exactly who he is.
I love that.
Manipulative.
Oh, that's very fun.
So I think it's time that we should talk about crushes. Katie, you're someone who is right now looking for a crush. You're accepting applications on a rolling basis.
I do not have a crush at all right now. And I would love a crush. I famously, though, also, when I have a crush, I'm like planning the wedding.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm not someone who's like, I have a crush. I wonder if I'll see them. It's like, I know where they are at any given moment and I will show up to where they are. There's nothing casual about my crushes. So I'm also wondering if it's maybe healthy for me to go like 2.5 weeks without one.
Yeah.
I know. Well,
this
never
is a conversation we end up having a lot. Like, is a crush healthy and can you handle a crush? Maybe that's.
See, if I have it, like, I'm fascinated with people who like can casually date.
No.
Or like can like I have a friend who like makes out with people but doesn't feel the need to fuck them.
What?
If I have a crush on you, literally I've imagined you like coming in me, creating a child, raising that child with me. Like there's
child,
no
it's a son.
Yeah, it is a son. Like I have no in between. But that is also a very Aries trait of me.
Katie was once looking for a crush and she was asking me who she should have a crush on, and I kept thinking, I was like, this is so trite, but like all of my hot friends right now are either taken or gay.
Yeah.
And then I kept like, I was trying to spitball.
Taken or Gay is a great TV show.
Oh, maybe. And I kept
maybe,
like.
Maybe, girl. Hang in there. Like, pitch it. Go ahead. Like, workshop it, girl. Like, love you.
It's the golden age of LGBTQ rights.
You're so creative, girl.
But for some reason, I kept trying to spitball crushes to Katie. And the thing that kept popping out was Matt Rogers.
That's amazing.
I was like, maybe.
Well, I definitely have a crush. Like, I was literally on a date with Ned last night.
I'm so mad about that.
I went on a date with Sam Taggart a few weeks ago.
Such a crush on Sam Taggart.
So hot.
And then when someone told me he was gay, it was, I think I gasped. I was like, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Anyways, people were surprised. Sam, if you're listening.
Yeah, I bet he is.
I know.
Alum of the show.
Yeah.
Alum. We have a reunion every 5 years for all the alums.
But I don't have a crush right now.
Yeah. I think that's good.
It's probably good. My career is doing incredible. Just kidding.
Yeah.
I right now have 4 primary crushes. That's so fun.
Wait, can I talk about a crush that who's not listening? This is too far off to be a crush.
Okay, great.
But someone I recently found on Tinder.com. I'm swiping through his pic. I'm like, cute, cute, cute. In a photo with someone I know.
I
immediately go to that person's Instagram, find him through that Instagram. Even cuter than I could have imagined.
Oh, my God.
I think he's comedy adjacent. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I don't think obsessed. He's a comedian. So I'm like, perfect. You can like hang in the world, but like I don't have to go to your stand-up shows.
Right, right, right.
Literally perfect. I don't know how to like, because I don't really know the person.
Ask your friend.
But it's friend is like a generous word.
Okay, I see, I see.
Yeah, anyways, but I think also like, I think I'm not in a space right now where like, I think if I ask that, it's going to seem too serious.
Look at me. Did you swipe right?
Oh, and we matched.
Did you message?
No.
Why don't you say hi?
I know.
Like, hey, I know so-and-so.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe
yeah,
I do.
That's perfect.
I want to see.
I'll show.
Okay.
He's awesome. Cute.
Will you guys go to the grocery store with me after this?
Yes.
I have to get eggs.
I have to go to Blink Fitness.
Blink Fitness is open 24 hours.
You actually
hours
don't
famously.
Support me enough.
Yeah. No, I do. I do. If you had told me.
Like, I have to say something to you.
Okay. I have to say something to you because let's do this right now. Are you mad at me? Okay.
No, it's not till the end.
Okay, but whatever.
You don't do enough for me.
Is this because I didn't help you with your self-tape after we recorded our promos?
No, that's
podcast?
Like one of the things.
Okay, you are not a girl's girl. And you know what I'm talking about. Catherine, I'm still pulling a knife out of my back that Catherine lodged in yesterday. And I
want to hear it. Tell me what happened.
What's so fucking sick and twisted is that I can't even talk about it.
No, I want to hear it.
You trapped me.
Okay, can I talk about it?
Do you think we can talk about it?
I went to meet up with someone who was with someone who Pat had been on dates with, and he was upset.
And I was going to see this person, and I was like, oh,
I didn't know you were seeing them that night.
She doesn't mention anything. Person like had lunch with Catherine yesterday.
Wow. Like, we didn't have lunch.
You can't be talking about Catherine Cohen because she's a girl's girl.
Wow.
And I was like,
remember
this
when I broke girl code on our friendship on a much less serious
note? I fell
note.
Very much in love. I recently was bedridden, and I fell very, and I watched all of The Staircase. Great show on Netflix.
Yep, David Rudolph is my crush.
Okay, listen to this.
So I fell deeply in love with David.
Yeah, he's
deeply,
very handsome,
deeply
very
in love with
the
lead defense attorney in this doc, and not current day necessarily, but like in 2002 when it was filmed, and like I don't know, like it's different when you have crushes and then when you're in love. And when you're in love, it's like
this was something else.
So I followed David on Twitter, and he at this time only followed 189 people, which is not a high number. He tweeted that he picked up his daughter from summer camp. And I liked it.
He immediately
followed me back. I can't explain the rush of emotion. What's going on?
I get 20 screenshots so explaining the whole story.
So I'm like, oh, Katie's a girl.
A mood board.
I'm like, Katie is my friend. She's a girl I can trust. She watches she reminds me of the serial killer's weird daughters in the movie.
Oh, which is, no.
You do remind me.
Yes! No!
Yes!
This is
not the one. No. You remind me of the one.
No.
The prettier one. What does she
no,
do?
No, they are both. Look,
stop, don't be mean. Anyways,
I hate both of you.
Send Katie to me. Seconds
you have that
later.
Vibe. It's kind of like farmer's wife.
So I tell Katie that. Millennial farmer's wife, for sure. I tell Katie what happened. I send her a screenshot like David. And then she immediately likes the same tweet. He follows her back.
Yeah,
She couldn't just let me have that one thing.
Wait, I'm going to go like it right now.
No, you're breaking girl code.
What if that's just the tweet? If you like, he follows you.
I'm going to
no
it.
Other tweet.
It's like a cheat code.
Yeah. Oh my God, Rosebud.
Yeah. Honestly, if you are trying to steal David Rudolph from your friends, seek treatment. Also, David Rudolph, if you are listening,
He's definitely listening.
I'm 1,000%. Even more so than I identify with the queer community, I identify with the Owl Theory community.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Wait, do we also think that the staircase was a step back for bisexual rights?
No, I think it exposed the prejudice.
That's true.
I loved that woman who hated gay people.
Oh my God. That is who I identify with.
Yeah.
Like when you were like, you remind me of someone, and I was like, I hope it is the bigoted North Carolina state attorney who was just like, oh, the way she said.
She has the kind of accent where you can't say.
Fire poke. No, what was it?
Oh, blow poke.
Oh yeah, she was like, y'all know that there was a blow poke. Like, my whole family talks like that.
She had the kind of accent that you can't say the word homosexual without sounding hateful.
Yeah.
She was like, homosexual. Yeah. He was engaging in homosexual behavior.
Yeah. Did y'all know that David Rudolph retweeted Demi Lovato.
Yes, go off, David.
Watching The Staircase on Netflix, .. It's so good. Anybody else watching it, question mark?
Wait, he also recently just released an apology because he was tagging the wrong The Staircase account in all of his tweets about it. And it was like, he was like tagging like a local bookstore in Kentucky called The Staircase. And that was my favorite tweet.
David, where's the one about daughter in summer camp?
It was truly months ago.
It was when I was bedridden. It's just something about he's not even like objectively that hot. He just like something about
he seeks truth.
Like something about him is I just fell so deeply in love with.
Found it, my daughter. Oh no, it's a different one. Anyways, I liked it. Okay, so what?
But who's your crush of the week? Do you have one?
My new shirt.
Oh, cool! You are wearing a gorgeous shirt.
It is a good shirt. Like, I wonder, I got it one size too small because I'm realizing that the sleeve might be a little tight. Maybe it'll stretch.
No, it's good.
Okay, I
also an all white outfit, which I love.
I know I'm essentially naked right now, and I'm just realizing, like, am I going to wear this to the show tonight? Probably not, because we're going to be sitting, and I don't want, this isn't a good sitting outfit.
You should wear that shirt to the show tonight.
Wear the shirt and maybe a skirt.
Yeah, that's cool.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no, I love that. Okay, great. Before we finish, we have to do our quick little segment. Are you hot right now?
So you know how it's like you sometimes feel extremely hot, like fucking so fuckable. It's insane. Like, get someone here to take pictures of me.
Yes.
I want my kids to see these pictures one day. And then sometimes you feel like literally so not hot. And it's insane. It's what happened. So we just like kind of like to take the temperature and see like how we're all feeling right now in terms of like, are we hot right now?
Well, seeing that you're both staring at me. No, I feel very hot right now.
Yeah, you look great. Which is exciting. Right now.
Thank you very much. I like feel hot according to where I am on my menstrual cycle.
Oh.
Because sometimes I just feel really bloated and gross and my skin is bad, but I'm in a good place. So
this is an adjusted
right
score taking into account your menstruation.
That's sexist, but
that's what you just said.
No. I just like, I feel like because of that, like I'm feeling, my body's feeling tight. I'm just like knocking it out of the park with a middle part lately, which has been fun. And I'm slowly going blonder.
Yeah. And
I feel like I have a good outfit on and I do feel very hot. And it is wild to feel this way and not have a crush.
Can I ask you something? Have you ever bought a pair of sandals and it didn't immediately cover all of your foot in blisters?
Oh, my feet are bleeding right
now
from my
shoes. Same, that's why
I'm
wearing sneakers now because I just got new sandals and it was doing that to them.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Do you guys feel hot right now?
Interestingly, say middle part. My hair keeps accidentally falling into a middle. I need a new haircut. It keeps accidentally falling into a middle part. In my 30s, I want to cultivate a more kind of deliberate and intentional relationship with my hair. Like right now, we're kind of just two ships passing, and like sometimes it looks good, and like I just wake up and let it do its thing. It lets me do mine, and like. I want to like have a real. I want to wake up and make a series of decisions about my hair.
Your hair looked really good in the video.
Yeah, we made a video together in my hair. Yeah. I looked really hot in the video.
Yeah.
I looked really tan and really hot.
You are really hot.
Yeah, in that video.
You need to wear smaller clothes.
I know. So I just got a smaller shirt that I'm wearing, and this shirt in particular, like I've been getting weird comments on it all day. Like my first place I was at today, someone was like, "I'm getting
my
like,
first place."
I know I can't really say where I was, but I
cool.
Like,
Pat, what if Pat was just in the FBI or like CIA?
And someone was like, "I'm getting like high school drama teacher." I was like, "Okay, cool, thank you."
Drag you.
And someone was like, "It's professional, but not." Yeah, it was kind of crazy. And
it reminds me kind of like hacking the mainframe, like the Matrix.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well, it looks like code.
Yeah. So what you can't see if you're at home is that I'm wearing a shirt with like. A pattern that I don't like, but sometimes other people like. But no, I kind of just threw this on because I know I'm going to change for my show tonight. But I know that, I feel like kind of hot. Like, I think that, like, I've been taking these vitamins called Sunny Mood, and I think they've been helping me not worry so much about if I'm hot or not.
Did you buy those when we were at CVS the other day?
No, but I showed you them.
Yeah.
I had bought them already.
Oh, yeah.
It's like dandelion or something. And it's like in lieu of having good enough insurance to get antidepressants,
no,
I take like an over-the-counter Sunny Mood. But I think that's been helping. I feel like a little bit less stressed. I like my pants right now need to be washed, not necessarily because they're dirty, but just because they need to be a little stiffer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that my body hasn't changed. My body, I don't think, has changed yet from going to blank for 20 days. But I think that I feel.
Do you think it's on the brink?
Sometimes I have like soreness.
On the brink at blank.
Yeah, I think I'm on the brink of blank. And I've been, so I think I feel medium hot.
I feel medium hot too. I still have a blowout, so obviously I look amazing, but I feel a little gross because I had like half a pint of ice cream at midnight and then slept like shit because of what I did to myself.
Shout out to At Midnight, the TV show.
Yes.
I will never shout out to that show.
Okay,
I
cool.
don't care about that show.
Okay. Yeah, no, but you don't know. My least favorite feeling in the world is the feeling of when you wake up and you're still full from the night before.
Yeah. And so to find, just to their final bit is just really quickly like, are you mad at me? I think I know the answer.
Yeah, I'm mad at you.
Okay, I'm mad at you too.
Okay.
And we know why. Are you mad at us?
No, I'm awesome. So happy.
Now, Katie, so happy, do you want to tell our millions of listeners where they can find you and what you're up to?
I am on Twitter at Katie Rabbit. That's KadyRabbit. And then follow me on Instagram with that same handle, but an S at the end. Because that's a funny story of deleting my account. Blah, blah, blah. Don't want to get into it, but I will over a drink. And
ask her out for a drink.
Yes. Honestly, if you have a crush on me, let me know. And I also direct a lot of videos, and you can see them all at katieruth.com.
Obsessed. Cool. Thank you so much, Katie Ruth Ashcraft.
She's got a website. Who knows?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
I don't really do shows. I have a show tonight, but this will air in the future.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, listeners, for listening to Seek Treatment. If you didn't enjoy this episode, please seek treatment.
Fuck off.
Bloody hell.
Tote.
But seriously, like and subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Tell your hookups. Tell your hookups. Tell your Eskimo sisters. Love you.
Yeah, right. reach out to an Eskimo sister this week.
Aww, gorgeous.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at ForeverDog.